This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Taylor Quimby in for Virginia Prescott. Whether caring for an infant or studying for a big test, most of us have pulled an all-nighter at some point in our lives. And while repetitive disruptions in sleep patterns can be bad for general health, staying up all night could actually help relieve symptoms of major depression. Researchers and clinicians are looking into how carefully planned sleep deprivation can be a way for patients to find relief when medication doesn't kick in quickly enough. Dr. Louisa Steinberg is a resident physician and research fellow in the Department of Psychiatry at Columbia University Medical Center, where she works on studies searching for biomarkers and novel treatment protocols for depression. Here she is speaking with Virginia Prescott.
Well, let's start with how sleep and mood are linked. What can you tell us about that?
So sleep disturbances are really very common in mood disorders. We really see it as one of the prominent symptoms, both in major depression, unipolar depression, as well as in bipolar disorder. In depression, it's very common for patients to experience difficulties with sleep, having difficulties falling asleep, waking up multiple times per night, or waking up earlier than they intend to. Some patients also sleep too much, but even so, they don't feel rested after sleep.
So therefore, experimenting with sleep deprivation with people who are depressed sounds very counterintuitive. So how does this work?
Yeah, this goes back to an idea that sleep deprivation could help depression by possibly modulating REM sleep. It has been observed in studies that there are changes in REM sleep with depression. The finding that's most consistent is that there's an increased density of REM sleep. So I think, this idea tracks back to that maybe changing and experimenting with sleep rhythms could maybe have a beneficial effect on depression.
So how would you do that? Would you actually ask someone to stay up for an entire night?
Exactly. We ask people to stay up for an entire night, just skip one night's sleep, and then stay up the next day.
And then what happens when they're tired? They just go to sleep?
So we would ask them to go to sleep at a specific time after the night of sleep deprivation. In our study, and in many studies, this is also combined together with bright light therapy, which is thought to augment the effects and help them last longer.
Bright light therapy, like people with seasonal affective disorder do, they sit in front of these super bright lights?
Yes, exactly. They're full spectrum lights that have the same wavelength content as sunlight. This has been used a lot for seasonal affective disorder and can also be used for this type of treatment.
So having people stay up all night, use light therapy, and get on a kind of sleep schedule, this is part of the protocol. And this apparently is not a new treatment for major depression. When did physicians start prescribing staying up all night for depression?
Well, this has actually been observed a long time ago. The first description of it that I was able to find was from the early 19th century by an Austrian physician who observed that in his patients who were depressed, when they were deprived of sleep for one night, they reported the next day actually feeling better, feeling less depressed.
So they get immediate relief, but my experience is if I don't get a good night's sleep, maybe 2 days later I feel it. How long do the effects actually last?
So that's exactly one of the cruxes of the situation. The sleep deprivation will generally make you feel a little bit better the next day, and in patients with depression may actually alleviate symptoms significantly. However, once they go to sleep, they will often feel that most or many of the symptoms of their depression have returned after that recovery sleep. However, this is where the bright light comes in. Researchers have shown that when you combine the sleep deprivation with bright lights, the benefits that you receive from the sleep deprivation can be maintained even after you have recovery sleep.
Well, my understanding of this is that your current protocol is used in order to help jumpstart the brain in conjunction with antidepressant medication, because I guess they take some time to take effect. Is the technique that you're using only used in conjunction with meds?
This is really still an experimental treatment used in research settings. I would recommend that it should always be used together with medications because that is the standard of treatment for depression. However, medications do generally take several weeks to start showing any effects. The thinking behind this treatment protocol is that it may allow patients to feel better faster. So while as they're waiting to have the medications take effect, they may be able to, get back to life a little bit faster than they would without the sleep deprivation therapy.
So they do feel immediate relief, like people often do from other medication, like a pain medication. But of course, using too much medication can have adverse effects. Mm-hmm. Could this be the same thing, making a practice of not sleeping actually cause damage?
Yes, this kind of treatment should always be done in consultation with a psychiatrist. The sleep deprivation should only be done for one night at a time, especially if done not in the hospital setting. And certainly people can have, side effects from being sleep deprived. One of the most prominent is, of course, cognitive deficits, difficulties, just doing everyday mental activities.
So I'm hearing, do not try this at home.
Correct. Do not try this at home or without the guidance of a physician. It's also not one-size-fits-all treatment. For some people, it might not be appropriate. Patients should always be evaluated by a physician as to whether they would be appropriate for this kind of treatment.
So this is being used for major depression issues. Could this type of treatment also work for more minor depression issues or a SAD, seasonal affective disorder, as we mentioned?
Generally, research studies look at major depression. So there's no data available for any sort of dysthymic disorders or sort of less prominent depressive symptoms. However, I think it could be helpful for that.
Dr. Louisa Steinberg, speaking with Virginia Prescott. Steinberg is a psychiatrist and studies novel treatment protocols for major depressive disorders. We found her article, Fighting Depression by Staying Awake, at Scientific American. You'll find a link to read it at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.